You are in Isfahan and this is Isfahani carpets.
The Iranian market.
In the name of God, the most gracious, the most high. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of our weekly program, The Iranian Market. In today's program, we're going to discuss the Iranian turquoise, which sets the standard for quality. Stay with us. Extraction of turquoise in Iran dates back to 5,500 years ago. Turquoise is found in three main colours, blue, green and bluish green, which are classified further from light to dark. In Iran, turquoise is called firuzeh, which means victory in Farsi language. Turquoise is actually one of Iran's national gemstones. It is said that the first specimens of turquoise to which the Europeans were exposed came from Iran via trading posts in Turkey. The best of Iranian turquoise is rich in blue, with less matrix than most turquoise mined elsewhere. It is also distinguished by white patches. Turquoise is never a hard mineral, but Iranian turquoise is usually harder than turquoise mined elsewhere in the world. Iranian turquoise enjoys the best quality in the world. Turquoise is a non-vitreous stone, which varies in shade from blue, green, and blue-green, depending on its origin. The blue color of turquoise is enhanced when it has been formed in an area that contains more copper. If there is more aluminium, it becomes more greenish. And in the presence of zinc, the deposits display a rare yellow-green combination. Nishabur turquoise mines, located 53 kilometers northwest of the city of Nishabur and near the old caravan routes, are believed to be among the world's oldest known turquoise mines, which supplied the stone to Europe as well as to West Asia and America. The quality of Iranian turquoise is unique in the world, and the biggest and oldest turquoise mine is located in Firuzeh city near Nishabur, located in Khorasan Razavi province in northeastern Iran. In Iran, the high quality and the use of advanced methods for cutting turquoise has increased its value. Iran exports turquoise to East Asian countries as well as to the Persian Gulf littoral states. Iranian artists use turquoise in various forms of art, including calligraphy and handicrafts. Iranians have traditionally divided turquoise into three different groups. Fine ring stones were called angushtari. Iranian turquoise stones of intermediate quality were called barkhane. Iranian turquoise stones that were pale greenish or had white spots from the matrix were called Arabi. To traditional brilliant blue stones with no matrix were preferred in the West Asia North Africa region. Today, Iranian turquoise in a variety of shades and matrices can be found in jewelry, jewelry stores and appreciated for its classic beauty. Well, dear listeners, many thanks for tuning in today. Until next time, goodbye and take care.